Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Broken Up Talking Main Street Podcast. My voice is going away. John, how you doing, buddy?
Well, your voice may be going away, but hopefully it sounds better than last week. I think we did some double speak last week, so, you know.
Yep, so everybody, welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Yeah, John, as we were talking over each other, I don't know what happened there. The recording sounded great. Everything seemed great. And then we started getting texts and emails and Facebook shout-outs and saying that we sounded like garbage. And we were like, you can't please everybody, but we didn't please anybody.
Yeah. No, first got the message, I thought somebody was just kind of ragging us or something. But no, they were right. It was a bad recording somehow. And we have no idea how it happened. So
we're trying another quick one here before we get into Sunday news. So I figured I'd read you a couple restaurant menus, and we'll see which one you like better, John.
Oh, yeah, that sounds peachy.
One's a little bigger than the other one, but let's start off here. For appetizers, like I've read through this a little bit. I think this sounds pretty darn good, this place. You got a Heritage Hog Terrine is an appetizer and starter. It's a brioche heirloom apple and a celery endive for $18. You got gnocchi, duck confit, pesto, bianco, garden kale, and pine nuts. A burrata canapana. Can you say that, John? Burrata canapana?
That thing.
Anyway, it's a black winter truffle, Italian olive oil, and a seed lovish with sea salt. You got olives marinara, or marinese, it's called. It has lemon, garlic, and bay leaves in it. And then they have ricotta, which is tomato, balsamic, cracked peppers, and a basil empi for $14. You got a root bisque, is a parsnip, celery, heirloom apple, cocoa nips, and a sorrel for $13. And you got a kale and Pharrell pear salad. Have you ever had a pear salad, John?
Pear salad? No, I don't believe I have.
We have this, one of my customers who became a friend of mine, she sends us, and I can't remember the name of them, but they're like these really expensive pears. We get them for Christmas every year. And my God, are they good, John. They come, it's like an 8-pack of pears, and oh my God, they're like, you've never tasted pears this good, John.
Is that like the ones that come in, they each one has a little sleeve of almost styrofoam, and they're very cushioned, and...
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, we one of the fancy places I used to work for actually carried those. I forgot the name of them, too, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is they're phenomenal. They're like wrapped. They're all in their individual cushion pocket, and then they're wrapped in aluminum, like, but it's Christmas color aluminum foil, if you follow me.
Right, right.
So this is a wood-fired fig, quino, almonds, or queen, what, queen, I can't say.
How about quinoa?
Quinoa, yes. I can never say it, dude. Me and my wife have that a lot too, and I can never say it.
Yeah, that was Carmen that really busted me out for that one. And the sad fact is I was delivering it at that time, so that was really bad.
Yeah. So these kale and Pharrell pear salad is wood-fired fig, quinoa, almonds, Montegrappa cheese, or Montegrappa cheese. Either way, have you ever delivered that, John?
Montegrappa? No, I don't think so.
And a balsamic Bianco vinaigrette for $16. My wife would love this, John. And the picture looks really good. Do you like pumpkin ravioli, John?
I like, I've had the butternut squash, and I like that, but pumpkin's a little too, I don't know, I don't care for the pumpkin a whole lot. So.
Yeah, my wife loves that, and the dish really looks good. It's a wild mushroom burrata with pumpkin seed oil for $16. This is one thing I do not like. Beets barbecue. It's white beans, watercress, garden radish, and lemon meringue with it for $17. Do you like beets, John?
You know, I ate somewhere the other day, and one of their appetizers was a beet salad, and I tried a bit, and no, apparently I do not like beets.
No.
So.
I don't even like looking at them. you got a romaine enchilada, a ricotta, watercress, aquia, A-C-C-I-U-G-A. Exactly.
I don't know.
Just so I'm a construction worker. I spell beams, sheetrock, wood, not aquita. Lemon, Italian olive oil for $15. You got escargot, classic baked escargot, butter, garlic, lemon, and parsley. You like escargot, John?
Yes, I do.
Let me see the pig. The snails look pretty good here, John. You would like this, I think.
Yeah, I like anything like that. I like conch, too, so definitely.
And then it comes with a complimentary bread service with olive oil with accompanied breads. And I'll tell you what, the fresh bread looks good. So out of all these appetizers, John, which one do you think you would have gone with?
Probably the escargot or one of the burrata selections. Okay. I really like burrata, but it's such a rich cheese, and I know it's terribly bad for you because it's so creamy and stuff, but it's nonetheless very, very good. So.
You wouldn't have did the gnocchi with the duck confit for Lisa?
Nah, she probably would get that, yeah.
Yeah, because I would like to try that, John, because I like gnocchi.
Yeah. I don't know if she'd care for the gnocchi, but I know she'd like the duck. So.
And the ricotta looks pretty good, too, the ricotta cheese and the tomato. But the pumpkin raviolis definitely we'd have gone for. And none of these, all these appetizers, the most expensive one was the Heritage Hog Terrain, which is $18, and the cheapest one was $9, which was the olives marinese. Which, you like olives, John?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Brenda loves olives. There's quite a few in there. I would have tried a couple. She picks on me, right? I can't stand olives for the most part. I'll eat them on things or in things. Like, they don't ruin, but I'm not going to go out of my way to get olives, if that makes sense to you. But we're at Spice Road Table. And I enjoyed the olives with this appetizer that we got. Because when you go to Spice Road Table, we order like 5 appetizers. That's what you do, you know what I'm saying, with the small plates and all.
Right.
And the olives were good. And I said it's the best olive I've had. But out of all the ones I've liked, it doesn't take much to get to the top of the class, if you understand what I'm saying.
There's some of the Publixes that we have down here where you go in and they'll have an salad bar, and they've got like 7 different choices of olives that you can get. So, yeah, I'm a big fan.
So Brenda, every time she'll pull out olives, we're not at Disney, so I'm not even going to ask you. Like, she breaks my stones over it all the time.
There you go.
Oh, it's the best olives I ever had. She's such a brat. Anyway, let's head to the entrees at this restaurant. We got herb fettuccine, is Man, I don't offend anybody here. It's cockles, mussels, squid, vino blanco, lemon, pesto, and Genovese for $40, John.
Sound pretty good.
I'll tell you what, John, these mussels look awesome. They really do. The mussels look good. Oh, my goodness. I got to get over here because there's linguine scampi, shrimp, San Marzano tomatoes, garlic, lemon, Italian olive oil, verbena, and butter raga for $36. I'll tell you what, this linguine scampi looks as good. It looks right on par with what we have at our Tutu Gusto's wine bar. Wine cellar.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
and
we all know that was really good. So
we gotta go try this place, John. Then they got a rigatoni. I'm saying scampi and teeny. Rigatoni, braised chicken, sugo. You know what sugo is? S-U-G-O?
Yes. No, I'm afraid I don't.
Me neither. Bet you Bob would. Sugo is a blah, 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 blah. I know Robbie would. Robbie.
Well, definitely. Robbie definitely would.
When I was on my third glass of Pinot from California wine country, I had some sugo. Right?
There you go.
Robbie might not be listening to us much more if I pick on him like that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you've been pretty relentless lately.
He knows we love him. I've been having some bad days, John. The reason we're doing this right now is I had to come home and fix a water leak. So anyway, braised chicken sugo, dandelion greens, and a Parmigiano Reggiano. So $32. Bucatini. You like bucatini?
Yeah, if it sounds Italian, I like it.
It has a Palma d'Orecchio tomato, basil, Calabrian chilies, pecorino, and a pecorino Toscano for $30. Classic sole. Do you like sole? I'm not a fan.
You know, I don't think I've actually tried sole. I think the most expensive piece of fish I've actually tried was been the Chilean sea bass. So I don't think I've ever tried sole, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've had it. It's not hard. It's not my favorite. I mean, I'm not going for it. Especially for $50, it better be holy sole. But it has sea beans, capers, lemons, confit, and petite potatoes for $50. You got a bouillabaisse. It is a provisional fish stew, seared red snapper, branzino, cockles, mussels, fennel, saffron, and raioli. That bouillabaisse looks really good, John. And you want to know something? I didn't hear anything about ginger or what is it? Or coconut, like the other places. That was $48. This is right up your aisle, John. A tomahawk veal chop. You like veal chops?
Yeah, that's probably a little too much. So...
potato torito, onion gratin, and lemon veal juice, $52. Then it's a tarbaceous bean cassoulet. It's a king trumpet mushroom, root vegetable, plant-based sausage. There you go, John. I know that's one you're getting.
Yeah, you know it.
$34. King salmon, artichoke risotto, sauce VG, Upland Cress, French olive oil for $46. Braised lamb shank with polenta, charred carrots, pickled dehydrated pear juice for $46. Then they got a filet mignon here, John, with truffled mashed potatoes, charred torpedo onions, and a forest mushroom puree vinaigrette for $54. That sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, that has Lisa's name all over it.
Know what the best part is, John?
And what's that?
It's not freaking a la carte.
Yeah, there you go. It actually comes with stuff.
So what are you going for here, John?
I would probably get the red snapper, and Lisa would probably get the filet.
Okay. Which one was the red snapper? That was with the bouillabaisse.
Yep.
Dude, I'll tell you what. After I tell you this place, you need to go take a picture of this. And that piece of red snapper on top of the mussels and the crawfish, and oh my god, does it look good? Because what they do is it's on top of this stew, like a bowl with all the brothing on it, but the fish is in its solid, it's in its full fillet, if you understand what I'm saying. It's not all cut up inside the broth. So the pot, the great thing about that is, if you weren't a fan of the broth, you could at least get the fish out and still eat the snapper.
There you go.
So I would definitely, I mean, I'm about getting the car now to go down and try this linguine scampi here, John.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good too, didn't it?
It sounded awesome. And then their desserts is a warm Valhona chocolate cake, which looks really good, pistachio mousse, fruits of the forest, apple tart tartan, Furios is chocolate caramel pistachio gelato,
and profiteroles.
There you go. And a house fromage board, which it's a charcuterie board to me, but this is artisan cheeses, mostardo, preserves, and seed lavish. So
fromage boards.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, I bet.
So, you into these dessert cheeses, John?
Yeah, actually, I like cheeses a lot. So, yeah, I would probably take a page out of Robbie's book and probably get a nice glass of wine and that cheese board. I'd probably prefer that over the desserts. I'm just not much of a dessert guy. So.
Yeah. I'd probably try the pistachio mousse.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, because it has it's pistachio mousse with chocolate cake, lemon curd, and Merlot cherry. The desserts, the most expensive is the warm chocolate cake, which is the cheeses are the most expensive. They're $18. And then the chocolate cake is $14. The others are $12 to $14. And then they have some tableside. They have a tableside cheese board preparation too, John, which is how that comes out for you. Like, they prepare it for the $18. So what do you think this place is, John?
I'm going to go with Maria and Enzo's.
Well, you knew it was Italian. It's very good. It's the Topolino's Terrace at the Riviera Resort, John.
Ah, dang. Well.
It sounds like we got to go here, don't it?
Yeah. I should have guessed because there were some French items on there too. So that would have made more sense. They're trying to do the whole Riviera instead of just the Italian food. So yeah, they had some French food in there with some of the cassoulets and stuff like that, and escargot. So yeah. Oh well.
Well, I just read that menu because I want to go there a lot now. I looked at it and I want to see the Riviera Resort because it's a fresh new one, you know, brand new and shiny. And I think if we do stay at Coronado, it wouldn't be bad to head over there, would it, John?
At Coronado? Is that where you're thinking, Coronado?
No, what I'm saying is we stay down there. If we do stay at Coronado, I might head over and go visit the Riviera too because I want to see the new Coronado area.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to stay there to see the new resort there, the new tower and all, and then I want to go over and see the Riviera Resort is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if you stayed, heck, if you actually stayed at Caribbean Beach or Pop Century or something, you could take the Skyliner ride over to it.
Yeah, I think Brenda wants to stay at Coronado our next trip, believe it or not.
Okay.
It's either going to be – well, I said the other day, we were thinking Animal Kingdom because of we might go through David's. And if we don't, her second one is if we go straight through Disney is to do Coronado. So let me rephrase that. Couple days at the Wyndham, and then we're looking at a split stay this next trip, John. So few days at our Wyndham, and then we want to try one of the others. If I got to go through Disney, it's going to be Coronado probably. Especially, I never know if Riverside's opening again.
Yeah, it's not now, that's for sure. So
no. We'll cover it Sunday, but it's very sad that all those cast members got let go.
Yes, it is. Very sad.
You know a ton of them.
Yeah, I worked with several of them, not only at the Lion King show, but some of the other ones that one of the girls that wasn't even a performer at the Lion King show, she had just, when I started at Pirates, she had just got transferred over to the Magic Kingdom, and her whole goal through her life was to be a dancer on Main Street, and she had just got it. She had just got the, the trolley dancers where they get off the trolley and dance around and stuff like that. She had just moved over there, so she had been there about a year when she got let go, so very, very sad.
Damn shame, man.
Yep.
Well, I heard that Nemo's gone too. It's sad. Very sad. We feel bad for all you guys. So let's get to something positive here, John. I'm going to read. This all one's right. A shorter menu. We got.
Goodness.
What's that?
I said goodness if that was the shorter one.
No, I said this one is the shorter one.
Oh, okay.
I said this one, I'm doing a shorter one. I did one bigger one and one short. I'm going to do a shorter one. Saskatchewan peppercorn wings with a soy, ginger, and scallion for $14. And a warm manchego and oaxaca cheese dip for $14. It has chorizo, poblano peppers, and tortilla chips for $14. You going with the wings or the chorizo dip, cheese dip?
Probably the queso dip. Big cheese dip fan, so.
And I'd probably go with the wings so we could split, John.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
And then we got it for the entrees here. We got a signature burger with crispy potatoes, manchego cheese, roasted garlic, lemon aioli, arugula tomato, served with a smoked paprika fries or fruit for $18. And then you got braised pork tacos, radish, carrot slaw, salsa verde, cajeta cheese, or what is it? C-O-T-I-G-J-A, cajeta cheese?
I think it's cotija.
Cotija cheese? Served with smoked paprika fries for $14. And then you got crispy chicken biscuit sliders with these sound pretty good. Crispy chicken biscuit sliders with hot honey, blue cheese, creamy slaw, and then served with the fries for $15. Don't they sound pretty good with the hot honey?
Yeah, it does.
Which one are you going with? The braised pork tacos, the burger, or the sliders?
I'd be torn between the burger and the sliders.
All right, so what you do, John, is you cut your burger in half, and I'll give you one of my sliders.
There you go. I'd probably get the sliders, though, because that way you get a little different taste, you know?
So then I'm buying the burger, damn it, John, and then we'll split.
All right, something like that.
And then your favorite here, John, in case you didn't want either one of those, we got the plant-based menu. But you might try this, though, anyway. I would. They have plant-based chorizo with stuffed tomato aioli or stuffed mushrooms. Oh, that probably wouldn't be bad.
I like stuffed mushrooms, and I would have no problem if it was just cheese or other stuff. But when it tries to be a meat substance and it's not, it's when I usually don't care for it. So, you know.
What is the best thing to put in the stuffed mushroom?
I like cheese and sausage. I also make some really good seafood ones.
There you go. We get them up here, the crab stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Because they put it has like a crab cake consistency inside the stuffed mushroom.
Yeah, that's basically like the ones that I can make. Yep. So, yeah, I like them a lot. Yeah. But unfortunately, I'm the only one unfortunately, I'm the only one that eats them. So I don't make them that much, but when I do, they're all mine. So.
John, when I move down there, we're gonna invite you over a lot. We're gonna have some fun because we eat a lot of the same things, and we'll throw Lisa filet on the grill and cook. Let her blood cook it. I'll let you blood cook it, and we'll have a good time.
Blood cook it.
Yeah. Villa del Lago salad is arugula and frizzy, warm Yukon potatoes, white beans, asparagus, sherry vinaigrette, and additional $2 to add chicken. Additional $3 to add a skirt steak. So it'd be either $14 or $15 if you want meat in it. And then you got warm churros here for dessert, John. So that's all the desserts are. Where do you think this is?
I'm not sure of the name of it, but I'm going with the restaurant at Coronado Springs.
Very good. I gave the hint earlier. It's I almost said a bad word. I didn't, but I almost did. Three Bridges Bar and Grill. So that's why I read the two new resorts. I figure out that with the tower and the new restaurant over at Coronado and the Riviera, we got to go try both of these, John.
Yeah, sounds a little more. The second one definitely sounds a little more affordable, a little more casual, but the other place sounds like a really nice night out. So absolutely.
When we come down, maybe we'll meet at the Riviera so we can all get that shrimp. I can get that shrimp scampi, John.
There you go. I can have some Snapper.
It sounds awesome, dude. So, you headed over to the state park today?
Yeah, I was up in St. Augustine.
The federal park?
I was up in St. Augustine, so I stopped by the fort up there. I hadn't been there before, the Castillo de San Monico. So, yeah, it was really enjoyable. And I didn't know it, Doug, but seeing as I'm a veteran, I get free admission. They give me a card and a whole bit, and I get free admission to any federal park, so any national park. So that's very cool. So if I ever get out to Yosemite and, you know, see Old Faithful and that whole bit, I can go in there for free.
That's pretty cool. Too.
So, yeah, and very
that's
cool.
That's pretty cool. And you guys deserve it, so.
Yeah, since it's part of the federal government, it kind of makes sense, so.
It won't.
Very cool. Yeah, yesterday I needed to go for a walk, so I walked around Disney Springs and then over to Saratoga, took the long way around Saratoga and hit the Treehouse Villas, walked all through there and then all the way back to Disney Springs. That's a nice walk, and it was very nice yesterday. It's slowly but surely cooling off just a little bit. We're supposed to actually be, I think up around where I live, it's going to be 59 tomorrow morning, and then maybe Monday we're talking about maybe 49.
Oh, jeez. So,
yeah.
Well, if you're hitting 49, we'll probably be 29.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, it'll be nice to see some days in the 70s because it's still right now. I'm looking at the thing in the car; it's 91. So, I'm about done with the 90s. That would be nice to see some 80s and some 70s. So.
Yeah, I won't see the 90s for like 4 months, 5 months.
Oof, even at that point, you probably won't see them. You probably won't see them for another 7, 8 months. So.
Well, June, we hit them a little bit here.
Yeah.
End of May, beginning of June, it can get hot as a, very hot around here. It's weird. It seems like all we have is winter and summer anymore.
No, I think you had some nice month, nice couple of weeks this week, this year. It sounds like you had some nice fall weather. So.
It wasn't bad. I'm crabby, though. I don't want it to go away. It wasn't long enough.
But. Yeah, it never is. I mean, that's where we all want to be. So, no, that's where we're getting right now. I want to get to my 50-degree mornings and my 74-degree afternoons. So that's what I want. So,
you're a perfect winter. When I'm at
when
here for us, when you're living that dream, we're high of 42 and low of 18.
Nah, that's okay. You can have that.
Yeah, that's what we start at. But thanks for joining me, John. I'm glad we did this. We're trying to do this just to see if the recording worked. Hopefully it did, and we get a special show out there for you. If it didn't, nobody will ever hear this.
Hey, so let me tell you what happened to me over the weekend here. So I'm going through my paperwork and stuff, and I happened to glance at my permit that I got for the air brakes, because I've got my Class B. I've had it since 1992, and that's all you need to drive the bus out of Disney. But you got to have the passenger endorsement. I don't have a passenger endorsement because I never drove a bus before, so I had to get a permit for it. I got it back in February, you know, when I was ready to go, and so I happened to glance at the paperwork, and I'll be danged if it didn't expire 6 months after issue. So it expired in August, and I had no idea because, of course, I didn't even think about it at the time. You thought for sure your permit. I was going to, you know, you only train for 3 weeks, so why do you even care when your permit expires? But so one day I drove, me and Lisa drove around probably to, I think, 7 different Florida DMVs to try to find one that takes walk-ins, because nobody wants to take appointments now, and the one in town only takes appointments 3 weeks out. And so I ended up in Tampa to get my permit so I could go to work on Tuesday. So
but thank
you, so.
You did get it though.
I got it, and I got my schedule coming out my schedule next week. I still have Monday off, which is kind of weird, but that's fine. So I work Tuesday through Friday, 7 or 8 until 4:30 every day. So nice schedule for the first week.
Oh, absolutely. You go, girl.
I'm telling you. I'm ready. So
hopefully, so we'll be able to record Sunday, and then the rest is we'll see what happens. Maybe training the first 3 weeks will be weekly.
Yep. The first, I think I work, I might work one Saturday and have a Thursday off is what I remember from the old schedule. So yeah, the first 3 weeks I should definitely have my Sundays off. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal to begin with. So yeah,
that's awesome. And then we'll have to figure it out from there.
Yep.
All right. Well, make sure your air brakes are working, John.
Yeah. And it wasn't an air brake, so it was passenger. Make sure the passenger endorsement's done.
So there you go. Be careful, my friend. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon, and hopefully you all went out and voted.
Yep, do your civic duty.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye, folks.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools, and there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house, but if you could please head over to iTunes and leave us a review, we'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.